Note to self. Forcing people to do things they don't want to do is bad. Not that complicated of a message, is it? Unless we're watching some horrific 80s sex comedy, it shouldn't be a theme easily muddled. It's hard to miss the intended message in the new film Goat, Andrew Neil's fraternity drama based on the true story of Brad Land. The film follows a lengthy hazing process at a college fraternity, and how that process affects a young student struggling with PTSD from a mugging. Brad, Ben Schnetzer, spends the entire movie craving a sense of masculinity, wishing that he could have fought back against the muggers that terrorize his psyche. But Brad's search for masculinity doesn't end there, as the film allows him to continually push himself into more and more uncomfortable territory as he tries to fulfill his destiny and become a man. Less than a person, Brad comes off more as a stereotype of someone who grossly misunderstood the real meaning of David Fincher's Fight Club. Fight Club goes after the same branch of masculinity that Goat is attacking, telling the audience that when a group of fragile, emotionally repressed young men are put into a room and told to prove their own macho-ness, bad things will happen. But where Fight Club tells its story with a detached sense of humor and a total disdain for every member of the cast, Goat starts its deconstruction by having us empathize with the person who is grasping for such toxic masculinity. This small change of focus gives the film a connection to Brad's view on masculinity, allowing Neil to gorge himself on beautiful slow-motion shots of the oceans of light beer that crash into the main characters on a regular basis. In this beauty, this slickness, is where Goat fails in delivering that very simple message from the beginning of the review. Unlike Fight Club, where the film's sexual overtones from both Tyler and Marla keep the narrator going, although he eventually does become trapped within his own organization, Goat's events continue to happen because the main character wants them to. Brad is told time and time again by his fraternity-loving brother that he can drop out from the hazing process at any time. But Brad keeps going, so transfixed by this ideological brotherhood that when the fraternity is rightfully suspended at the end of the film, we feel betrayed rather than relieved. Returning to Fincher's film, the reason Fight Club successfully mocks the push-pull of masculinity is because the ideals being discussed are split up between two characters. Well, kind of. Watching Edward Norton's passive conformism battle with Brad Pitt's raw violence allows the characters to have a discourse about the nature of masculinity, while the film itself is laughing at both of these perspectives. Goat's character-centric perspective not only betrays the deconstruction, but it betrays the conversation about masculinity in the first place. It's a film completely at odds with itself. The only intelligent conversations that stem from the film come in spite of its message, and not because of it. Goat is what happens when the director's brain says something is harmful, but his heart tells him it's so much fun. The film never reconciles these two things, and the disjointed moral compass feels like a deadbeat dad telling you that you can't see an R-rated movie, but giving you the controller in a round of Call of Duty when mom isn't looking. With every dreadful, demeaning task that the characters in Goat have to undertake, it almost feels like the audience is supposed to laugh at these kids. That they aren't being exploited, they're just stuck in a gross-out scene from Porky's 2. And as it stands, the movie may have gotten a more appalled reaction if they had just bit the bullet and shown us Porky's 2 in the first place.